So in the last episode, you said that you realised the severity of the relationship you were in and that you realised that you needed to leave.
Yeah, I think that point came a relatively short to mid time before the serious assault. My hand was a little bit forced to leave the relationship on the fact that he caused me these significant injuries in a broken nose, eye socket and cheekbone. And as such, requiring medical intervention and surgery to correct my nose. Third parties were involved and aware of the assault, so I had the support of the police at the time. Without such, would I have left the relationship? That's a question I'm unable to answer, but the likelihood is I probably wouldn't have. So, but that said, leaving at that point, even with the involvement of the police, trying to leave the relationship, the abuse intensified to a whole new level once more. Even with the intervention of the police, he was placed on bail. He was stalking, harassing me, using third parties, contacting my family, begging for forgiveness. He would follow me where I walked my dog, pleading with me, crying. At times, he sent me texts of threats to, in fact, end his own life because he couldn't live in the misery without myself and my child. As a victim, I felt very guilty that the father of my child was so miserable without me, without the child. I felt an obligation to my child to have a stable family unit, that being a mother and a father. Despite the police caution, Pete successfully coerced me into retracting my statement. At one point he said, you know, if to prove to me his love for me and the child, he would happily serve time in prison. He just needed to know that I was there at the end of it. He was so sorry. He blamed a whole catalogue of events on his unstable mental health at the time, including pressures with work. He felt stressed and he was so remorseful for all of his ill behaviour, which he then accepted, not just the physical harm, the mental torture, as I would explain, describe it. He was also aware and very remorseful for that behaviour. I felt a moral obligation as the mother to my child to support Pete with this, what he described as in health. And indeed, he successfully managed to coerce me into retracting my statement. And I wanted to believe what he was saying was true. And I did believe he was sorry. And I did believe that he was capable of reform and gave him the opportunity to do so and resume the relationship.